Michael, you are involved with fitting and...
My title is Director of Fitting and Custom, Director of Custom Fitting and Player Development. So work on obviously getting people in the right clubs, both now and in the future, as well as how we make players better in general. Obviously getting the right golf ball, right seven iron is important, but how other ways that we can help them play their best.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I've had a chance to hit some of these and they're just absolutely outstanding. And, you know, here I was really thrilled with all the new Rogue STs that I got last year and I thought they were great, but there was something about hitting these, it just felt different, but it also felt better. How did you, Callaway, step up their game yet another level from the outstanding product they put out last year?
Yeah, we continue to innovate, and a lot of it's driven by our AI technology, but a lot of material difference this year. All the drivers feature what we call a 360-degree carbon chassis. So the entire center of the driver is carbon fiber. Super lightweight, really allows us to have more discretionary mass, and we can push it forward and push it back. It's carbon in the right place where it does the most benefit. Not only just carbon, but two different kinds of carbon. The crowns we call a triaxial carbon, so it's really thin, really strong, really lightweight. And then on the sole of this golf club, it's a really cool looking texture, but more importantly is the benefit of it. We call forged carbon. It's actually pieces of different carbon that is pressed or forged together. And you can look at it, see it as section changes and hard lines, things you'd never be able to do with carbon fiber before. Great from a durability, from a strength standpoint. So we can connect the titanium front and the titanium back with weights and literally have no other structure in the middle. So it really is that paradigm shift in design. And again, it gives us so much the ability to do things like jailbreak AI and our forged titanium face and have additional weight to play with to drive MOI higher for tighter dispersion.
It seems like, especially with drivers and fairway woods, a little bit but in the irons too, but there's been this science over the last several years of where to put the weight, how to move it around. Is it the carbon top? Is it the face? Is it in the heel, the sole? How much still is left out there as weight shifts around to yet add another great level of performance from various clubs?
Well, I think innovation, I've been in the industry, this is show 21 for me. I've been in the industry 23 years, and I spent the first 18 years in R&D, so I've designed lots of clubs and golf balls, and it doesn't stop. That drive to get new materials and new technology is critical to all we do at Callaway, and it is critical because that's how we make products better. You know, there are some big leaps, and this is one of them. You look at the technology on here, what we're able to do, three PGA Tour wins, we've won all three events so far this year. That's not just me saying, that's proof, right? That's out there what's going. And, you know, we recommend people get fit and they're going to see that from themselves, but the innovation isn't going to stop. We're going to continue to find new materials. We have lots of really smart people that do amazing things. And again, because of our AI, we can run simulations and test different things digitally before we even have to test in real life. Is this going to work? Is to have a benefit? Is worth the investment in time and resources and money? So it's not going to stop. It's not going to slow down. We're proud of what we do. We have a great R&D team, and we want people to play better and have more fun. We think this is going to help.
Well, Michael, obviously the clubs have already been a tremendous success on the PGA Tour, and it's not just John Rahm. Even the guys that haven't won yet seem to be saying great things about what's out there. I know we're first starting to go through club fittings for the general public and the average golfer, but are you getting any feedback yet from the sales reps around the country, the initial reaction from the public, the guys who don't play on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I try to talk to fitters, literally every week and get their feedback. And obviously they have ours, they have our competitors, right? And what we're hearing, and the feedback has been tremendous. The two things are the ball speed, one, and two, the dispersion. You know, they're seeing even on their Foresight GC Quad or whatever launch mile they're using, they bring their gamers in and they test it against Paradigm, and they're getting that couple mile an hour ball speed in a lot of cases. But in every case, their downrange dispersion is much tighter. They're not missing as far right. They're not, they're hitting more digital fairways. And when they get the product in their own hands, they can hit more real fairways. So, obviously we work really hard. We test extensively, a ton of player testing at our ECPC. And we're starting to see all those results, that not only in the PGA Tour, but even starting to see in hitting bays around the country. And we're excited about the initial very positive responses.
You know, in my interview a year or so ago with your CEO, Chip Brewer, Chip said, let's not put it out unless it's better. And if it's better, then we'll keep putting it out. We're not going to wait 2 years to put out another driver. If we can make it better now, yeah, we will. And how much left is out there? Do you still feel like there's a lot of things that you can do with clubs that'll still be conforming with the USGA?
First of all, we'll always make conforming golf clubs. I do think there is, right? We didn't have forged carbon 3 or 4 years ago. It was just a testing, or is it going to work out? As far as I know, the only place it used before is literally on race cars and exotic vehicles. Now it's in a golf club. So could we have done this 3 years ago? No, because we didn't have that material. Now we do. Now we have this 360-degree carbon chassis. There's other materials we're always looking at. We have material scientists. That's what they do day in and day out, is search for opportunities, things that maybe have used in other industries, things that are lighter, things that are stronger. How we combine them, can we move some weight, or move some things around that gets us, save some weight and do some things. So yeah, I don't see technology slowing. We do have a box the USGA puts us in, but we think there's still plenty of room to innovate within that box. We want to be good citizens in the golf world. We want to support the USGA. We want to support the governing body and the RNA in the best way possible. But we're going to push that envelope. We're going to get right up to that edge, and we want to continue to push the best products possible. And we think Paradigm is that.
I know these problems exist for every industry these days, it seems like, ever since COVID struck, but supply chain. And I know there's some people say, the last thing I want to do is go get fit and get excited about a new set of clubs and then get told half the golf season is going to be over before they show up in my golf bag. How are you guys doing supply chain and with the demand you're going to have for these clubs? How fast do you think you can get them to the consumer?
Yeah, we typically go 2 to 3 days for all of our custom. We certainly have the entire industry. I think we're a leader in the supply chain, but even we were affected, no doubt. We're super bullish on what Paradigm is going to do, and we're going to continue to deliver clubs in record speed. We're very confident in our shafts and our grips and our heads that we have inventory. We are ready to go.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about Paradigm for the consumer out there that we haven't covered?
Yeah, a couple things. We want people to get fit. We want to get them the right club for their delivery. Talking about the drivers, we have 3 models. We have the Paradigm, the Paradigm X, if you need a little bit higher, a little more draw spin. We have the Triple Diamond, which is number one driver on tour. But, it is definitely, it's a little smaller, a little lower launch. But from players, that might be great. But again, that middle of the road in a good way, Paradigm is a great way. And we have fairway woods, and we have hybrids, and we have irons all in Paradigm with all these great technologies. But we want people to go get fit, go try it for yourself, be wowed, that has that wow factor, and you're going to be excited about it. We want that experience for them, and we want them to be excited when they take it on the golf course. And we're confident again what we've seen on tour, what the feedback we're getting from the people, the few people who have hit it in the industry, that it's going to be a great year for Paradigm.
And I'm assuming the best way so far people can start with by going to Callaway.com?
Yeah, absolutely. The products launch, I believe, February 24th. Hopefully that's right, they're live. But most stores now have them for fitting. So you can go try it out. You can go hit the driver. You can get fit for your irons right now, and then we'll ship them when they go live.
Michael Verska, thank you very much. Appreciate it.